what has me ruminating on this morning would make me run right down here and press the record button instead of continually putting this off until the afternoon and then like begrudgingly giving you an hour and a half about Guitar Tone, is that it makes me regret the way I have coined and used the term whiteoid. It is unfortunate that I came up with and started tossing around whiteoid for the reasons that I did for the definition. I took whiteoid to mean a self-described white nationalist, anti-Semitic racist, who is so quote-unquote racist that they are unable to congratulate, cheer for, or support people that are actually, in real life, with hard power, fighting back, resisting Israel and the Jews, because they perceive the people fighting back as brown. That was a whiteoid to me. It was somebody who was basically, was on board, was dedicated to Sparkle Motion, but has their own, but in the face of this, of October 7th, really, came out of the woodwork as, I don't care about Palestine, I don't care about Israel, that's got nothing to do with me, it has everything to do with us. Everything. So, I started calling them whiteoids. The implication being that they were not real white nationalists, and that is, I regret, because that's absolutely wrong. We are the whiteoids. We're not real white nationalists, because for me, for anyone who's not an idiot, white nationalism was supposed to be, or I can't really play around with words. My discovery is that white nationalism is a political project for this over and over again. White nationalism is about making sure that you have, it's basically what I just tweeted to somebody. It's like, it's the belief that white populations make for better Zionist countries. So we have to get rid of brown people so that we can be a better Zionist nation. And it's basically, in that case, the difference being, it's like, you're not fighting to overthrow, you're not fighting to get rid of Jew power. You're negotiating with it. You're telling Jew power, like, no, you gotta understand, we're your guys. These third worlders, these other people that I complain about you're replacing us with, they're not gonna be able to serve you like I can. Me and my people, we can really serve. So I mistakenly call those people whiteoids. Those are actual white nationalists. That's what white nationalism is. What we believe in, we whiteoids. And don't worry, I'm not gonna actually pull the switcheroo and start using this in the opposite way to like destroy the last 18 months of canon or whatever it's been since I started saying whiteoid. But what we want, I want Jewish power eradicated. When Jewish power in the United States, in Europe, wherever else you can get rid of it, when it's diminished, and then you can restore, no matter what the population numbers are, you can restore white sovereignty. You can restore white power. I hate to say white power because of the sort of, you can't say it without doing the trailer park accent like that, but to restore white sovereignty to whatever available country there is, whether it's just a small portion of the United States, you know, you want to restore that sovereignty. You can't until Jewish power is gone. It just can't be done. It's certainly not going to be done by voting Republican.